October 16. Jesus desires that we become one with Him. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. Jesus desires to efface the image of the earthly from the minds of His followers and to impress upon them the image of the heavenly, that they may become one with Himself, reflecting His character and showing forth the praises of Him who hath called them out of darkness into His marvelous light. If you have been permitted to stand in the presence of the Son of Righteousness, it is not that you may absorb and conceal the bright beams of Christ's righteousness, but that you may become a light to others. There are persons who have received the precious light of the righteousness of Christ, but they have not acted upon it. They prefer the sophistry of the enemy rather than the plain, "Thus saith the Lord." The character we cultivate, the attitude we assume today, is fixing our future destiny. We are all making a choice, either to be with the blessed inside the city of light or to be with the wicked outside the city. The principles which govern our actions on earth are known in heaven, and our deeds are faithfully chronicled in the books of record. It is there known whether our characters are after the order of Christ. Are we wise virgins? This is the question which we are deciding today by our character and attitude. To be pardoned in the way that Christ pardons is not only to be forgiven, but to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. The Lord says, "A new heart will I give unto thee." The image of Christ is to be stamped upon the very mind and heart and soul. The Apostle says, "And we have the mind of Christ." Without the transforming process, which can come alone through divine power, the original propensities to sin are left in the heart in all their strength to forge new chains, to impose a slavery that can never be broken by human power. When Christ comes, the balances of heaven will weigh the character and decide whether it is pure, sanctified, and holy. Happiness is the result of holiness and conformity to the will of God. Those who would be saints in heaven must first be saints upon the earth. For when we leave this earth, we shall take our character with us, and this will be simply taking with us some of the elements of heaven imparted to us through the righteousness of Christ. The experience that follows complete surrender to God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Review and Herald, August 19, 1890.